Good morning, listeners, and welcome to another show here on KPC Radio with me, Chris. Today, on today's shows, we're going to talk about helping the community. And for that, I have in the studio, Patty Levine. Levine, welcome to the studio, Patty.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start by asking you, what do you do at Interfaith Food Pantry?
I am currently a volunteer at the food pantry. We are a dry food bank, which means that we provide sustenance for the community, but we package the food in bags and we cater to the lower income individuals in our community, as well as the homeless in the community. So we provide food that if you have a home and you're able to cook your food, then we give you a certain type of bag filled with those types of items. Mm-hmm. If you're a homeless person, then naturally you have no way to cook your meals. So we provide them with meals that are ready to eat. Basically, I've been working there as a volunteer for a little bit over 2 years now.
Oh, wow. So do you guys do that for holidays only, or are there similar days that you guys do that too?
No, actually, the food bank, the food bank, you know, the workers, we work there, you know, every day, but I mean, not personally, but it runs every day. But we provide food for the community on Mondays and Fridays from 8 o'clock to 1 p.m. The location where we distribute the food is in North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So normally you can come from 8 to 1. We're one of the only food banks that doesn't require an application, or we don't need any financial data from you. We basically just feel that if you need food and you come to us, then we're happy to provide you with food.
Okay, which is, that really helps, because there's sometimes where people ask for, oh, how much do you earn yearly or something, and then they're not able to get.
That's right. And we don't even ask for an ID. We feel that, you know, if you need food, I think it's not, most people are not just going to say, I need food and not need food. So, and some people just, you know, some people just have periods in their lives where they need food just because of, you know, a change in income or what have not. And they are able to. Then they just need food for a temporary, you know, amount of time.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, a little bit longer. And, you know, and then we have people that are, you know, a lot of homeless people, too, that are in our community. And, you know, some of them are very educated. Some of them just, you know, had something that occurred. And, you know, and they're just trying to get off their feet. And when we're able to provide food for them.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys doing anything special for Christmas?
Actually, we are. We have our annual Christmas event at the Distribution Center, which is located at 4390 Colfax Avenue in North Hollywood. We are going to have a Christmas event. Santa will be there. And we were basically going to be giving all the children 16 years of age and under gifts for Christmas. So we welcome all the children to come and meet Santa, and they'll be able to leave with a lovely gift.
And from what time to what time is that?
That normally, I believe that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. I would recommend that you get there early, because people start lining up, you know, like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So, it's a lot of people that come, a lot of children that come. So get there early.
Is there a possibility that you guys, that someone will get there like super late and they will not get gifts because they ran out of?
We will never run out of gifts. We have a lot of gifts. We haven't had that happen. There is a time deadline. Mm-hmm. So normally everyone in the community is aware of that deadline. And I believe it's, I want to say it's noontime. I'm actually just left the temple. Because it's the food bank that I am part of is a coalition of temples and churches. Mm-hmm. So we came together, and I used to work at the distribution center. Now I'm working at the temple, Temple Beth Hillel, where we receive the food, mm-hmm. we organize the food, and we package the food, and then we ship the food to the church, which is the Colfax Avenue address.
Okay. And who can help there? How do you apply?
Anyone can help there. You can go to the to our website, and there is a link there that you can find out about volunteering. We welcome, if you want to be a volunteer, we're happy to have you, because we need all the help that we can get. Anyone basically that mm-hmm. wants to volunteer can come and volunteer.
Okay. But is there a way you guys can apply to actually work there, or is just volunteering work?
There has been some positions available, with the people that are the officers, but I don't believe that we currently have any of those mm-hmm. positions available. I know that we have volunteering positions available. You can volunteer an hour, you can volunteer, days, whatever it is. If you want to come, we will take you.
And what would be the website for that? Do you know?
The website is just Google the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry, and mm-hmm. it will bring up to the website, and it says they're volunteering, and you just press on there, and there's a phone number that you can contact, or anyone can also contact me, mm-hmm. And I will be happy to help you.
Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about, because you were telling me off air that you guys did something for Dia de Pascuas.
Yes, for Thanksgiving. Yes, actually, we did. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, we provided a hot meal for the community and at the temple. And we actually served over 600 meals on Thanksgiving to our community, free of charge.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, basically right. All the, the Thanksgiving turkey with all the fixings, and it was very successful, and we were very happy.
Wow. So where do you work before working here?
Before working there, I worked as a legal administrator in a law firm for the last 15 years. Prior to that, I worked as a management consultant in the managing offices in the southeastern part of the U.S. for an overseas manufacturing company, which included me being a hub manager, and I basically managed 30 corporations in the southern part of the U.S.
And that was before working for
that was before I worked at the law firm. Yes, mm-hmm. I moved from California to Birmingham, Alabama, where we launched the American expansion of the corporation, because the corporation I work for is it was Canadian. And then after living in Birmingham, Alabama for a couple of years, they had an opening in Miami, Florida. They said, would you like to come? I said, yes, please, because that was more like home. So then I lived in Miami, Florida, North Miami Beach, Florida, to be exact, and worked there for a few years. And then I decided I wanted to come back to California, where my family is, and I changed careers and mm-hmm. and then I found myself here.
When did you graduate or from where?
From law. I basically just was issued license to actually prepare legal documents without being an actual attorney. There's a lot of you know, places where you can go and have your paperwork filled out for, you know, very minimal cost. But those places are normally supervised by an attorney. Mm-hmm. There's a new program here that actually I was qualified for, and I'm actually able to prepare legal documents without being supervised by an attorney, and I have my own bond. I'm bonded and insured.
Okay. Talk to me a little about when you first started going to school. How was life, you know, just in general, before you had a career? And
before I had a career, well, basically what happened with me was I graduated from high school, and I was recruited by the first jobs that I had was I worked for the Mars family. Mars, you know, the M&M, the M&Ms, they do the Pedigree dog food. They do Dove ice cream. So I worked for them. Mm-hmm. And then while working for them, I was recruited and going to school. I was recruited by this other Fortune 500 company.
Wow.
And I left school, which is not a, you know.
So that was right after high school?
Yeah, right after high school. And then I left. And at age 21, I opened my first corporation.
Wow, you were so young.
I was.
Wow. And after that, what happened?
Well, after that, I just, you know, I continued to try and complete, you know, my education. But I just found myself traveling. I've traveled to a lot of places, mm-hmm. almost, you know, with my work and some personally. So I've been to almost 20 countries through work and without work. Mm-hmm. And I just, it always bothered me that I never, like, completed my school, even though I earned a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so now I just am trying to finish what I need to, what I started a long time ago.
Yeah. So where have you traveled? You mentioned that you have traveled a lot.
Yes.
Where have you traveled?
I have traveled to, I've been to Canada, Mexico, of course. I've been to France. I've been to Italy. I've been to Spain. I've been to Greece. I've been to St. Martin. I've been to Costa Rica. I've been to Belize. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Guatemala. I've been to El Salvador.
Wow.
I don't know. I might have left something out. In some of those countries, I've been to more than once.
Wow.
Like Costa Rica, I've been to Costa Rica about 10 times.
What was your favorite place, too?
My favorite place? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, my favorite beach, and I've been to many beaches, it's one of the most beautiful beaches that I feel that I've experienced was in Cancun, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The beaches. In terms of, wow, I don't know. I love Italy. I love Spain. I loved, Greece was also, you know, a fun place.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. You enjoy every trip.
I love meeting new people. I love, you know, I love museums. So I've been to a lot of the museums in different places.
Okay. So I want to go back to, are you still in school right now?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you majoring on something?
I was majoring in business administration because I always wanted to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I kind of switched gears just recently to Latin American studies because, you know, I just have learned a lot and I've just become rather passionate about the subject matter.
And you study here at Pierce College.
I do. I do. I'm a student here at Pierce.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Are you almost done with your with college?
Yes, I just put in my applications a week ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've applied. I've been accepted to some of the UCs already, but I've just applied through the TAP program. Now I applied at UCLA and also to CSUN. So whoever will have me, I'm happy to be there.
Mm-hmm. And you're planning to keep your studies on
The business administration?
No, not business.
The Latin American
Latin
studies?
Latin American studies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yes.
And they have it in both?
They don't have it. Unfortunately, they don't have it at CSUN, but I'm hoping that I that I will be accepted at UCLA because it's, you know, it's something that I feel very passionate about.
Why are you so passionate about that? What makes what made you change?
What made me change?
Yeah.
I think my professor really inspired me, Professor Oleas here on campus. Mm-hmm. He was a great inspiration for me because I've always, I took his a Spanish class because I wanted to perfect my Spanish because I wanted to, I have a 9-year-old child. I wanted to teach her proper Spanish. And I, and he really inspired me. You know, just in a year, I'm able to read and write Spanish. I wrote my first paper recently. And also, I am, just was able to, find out a lot about, you know, our history and our heritage and our culture. And for me, you know, I've never lived in Latino America, but I am definitely Latina. I identify as Latina, and I love my my culture and my history, and I want to help, you know, the rest of our Latino family.
Yeah. What part of South America?
Mexico.
Mexico. Mm-hmm. Who was from Mexico?
Who was from Mexico?
Yeah.
Both my parents were born in Mexico. Mm-hmm. They came here. I think my mom was 12 and my dad maybe 16 or so. Mm-hmm. But you know, they both have European descendancy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And with the Latin American Studies degree, what would you like to, where would you like to work?
Where would I like to work?
Yeah, doing what?
I am, you know, I'm really passionate about the humanities. So, you know, I'd like to continue my work in philanthropy. I want to continue to help, you know, the Latino community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that one day I'll have my own nonprofit organization where we can help, where I can further help the Latino community here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to tell those people that are listening to us right now, or wish this holiday season for those of you that doesn't have a home or that need help with food, or, you know, what would you like to say about, tell them?
The people that are, that don't have a home or
Well,
basically, you know, there's a lot of resources out there. I can, we'll give you, if you need a home or if you need shelter, if you find yourself in need of any kind of, services. We also have a, there's also programs where we can, people assist with, helping you pay your bills. There are shelters for, you know, people that are, you know, in domestic violence or just people that just need a home. Just dial 211. You know how you normally dial 911?
Yeah.
Just dial 211 and the operator will get on the line and you will, she'll come on the line and you can say, you know, can you please refer me to the nearest shelter, or can you tell me where I can go to a food bank that's closer to me?
Oh,
there's a lot of,
you.
And they will help you and tell you where you can go. So, 211.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And every time I bring guests to this teaching, I always ask this question because I just feel that it's really important. You know how what happened recently with DACA, that they have canceled the DACA? What do you think about it? And, you know, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts is that it hasn't been, you know, it's not entirely out of the loop. There's still time for our government to come up with an alternative solution.
Mm-hmm.
So to everyone who's affected by that, I just want people to know that there's people out there that are working to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. You know, continue with your studies, of course. Continue, you know, doing what you need to do and continue being a role model. And don't give up. Things will, I feel that we're going to have a resolution. Mm-hmm. I feel that the DACA program, they're going to come up with something because we, you know, we want our DACA students mm-hmm. to remain here. I mean, I know that I do, and I know a lot of people that do as well.
Yeah. Okay. We're almost at the end of our show, but this question also I ask everyone. What has been a major obstacle that has been in your life that you wanted to give up, but you didn't?
A major obstacle. I think that
it could be when you were in school, at work.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I was younger, I think that I was definitely the minority because I stood out. There was, you know, where I grew up, it was mainly Caucasian and Asian and mm-hmm. you know, and I don't really look. I look Latina, but then I look Caucasian. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, there's people that want me to be more Caucasian, and there was people that wanted me to be more Latina. Mm-hmm. I identify Latina, and I think just kind of growing up being a girl. Now we have so much opportunity, and you know. Back then it was more you went to school mm-hmm. and you graduated and then, you know, and then that was pretty much, there was not a whole lot. But
So are you the only, do you have more siblings?
I do. I have an older sister and a brother and then two younger sisters.
And they all went to school and did their thing.
They all went to school.
Are they here in California?
Yes, they're all here in California.
Okay. Well, it was nice having you here. Thank you for your time. And thank you for giving out this really important information that I'm pretty sure is going to be helpful for everyone that doesn't have a house or food these holidays. Thank you for coming. Thank you, all of you listeners, for sticking around with us in this show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and we'll see you in our next show on KPCRadio.com with me, Crystal.
Thank you.